Since September 11th, NPR has run an occasional series about Windows on the World, the fashionable restaurant that was on top of the World Trade Center. Windows, as it was known by its staff, lost 73 of its 350 employees, meaning roughly one of every five workers there was killed in the terrorist attack.
We were from all different countries: Bangladesh, Yemen, Morocco, Pakistan, India, Brazil, Costa Rica, Peru. Windows represented the people of New York City, actually. You know, these were the working class.
Many of the restaurant's surviving workers are struggling to find new jobs, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Support groups have sprung up to help workers displaced by the Trade Center attacks, the custodians, maintenance workers, waiters, hotel staff whose jobs were in the Twin Towers. At this support group, run by the Children's Aid Society, the lingering tensions crackle.
We are all a victim of 9/11 and should be treated fairly. We are people that is proud people. We are not supposed to be judged by the job that we do. We are ambitious people.
The conversation veers from anger over certain charity funds reserved only for police and firefighters to frustration at delayed benefit checks. And then Barbara James, attending the support group for the first time, chimes in.
And my main focus right now is to find a job because I'm sick of all the hands out that when sometimes I call, it's all over. So I just have to find a job, and I'm sick of the whole thing, really.
After the session wraps up, Barbara James hugs a friend from her old job at Windows on the World. They haven't seen each other since they were both at a memorial service for their co-worker Lucille Francis, who was killed in the attacks.
For the first couple months, I was in bad shape. I mean, I really was in bad shape.
I know. I mean, I keep thinking about Cammy all the time.
I think about Sean up to this morning. Sean, Cammy.
And Lucy. Oh, I dream about them every week.
Yeah. I know, you know what I saw?
53-year-old Barbara James was the director of housekeeping at Windows. Originally from Barbados, a solid, stylish, outgoing woman, she oversaw a staff of 17 who cleaned all 2 acres of Windows property, the restaurants, bar, banquet rooms. She loved her work and loved her friends there even more. Now, along with her grieving, James is nervous about the future. She hasn't found a job yet. Unemployment is supposed to run out in mid-March.
Sometimes, I hate to say this, I get upset with myself, that you wonder sometimes, would I have been better off up there and dead?
Better off up there dead?
Because who knows what's going to happen now? Who knows what we're going to go through? The ones that are left, no jobs, and you have your bills to pay. I am scared, really scared.
Later, we meet at her home on Long Island, which is immaculate, as you might expect from the head of housekeeping. James says she started getting counseling. She and her husband, William, have 3 grown children. Barbara's salary from Windows, about $55,000 a year, was about half the household income. Now, with that gone, she's afraid they won't be able to afford the college tuition for their youngest son, Ricky, and she started her job search.
That's my resume.
But the prospects are slim. One hotel job on Long Island would pay $25,000 less than she used to make. I'm not ready to go back that far, she says.
People are not traveling like they used to, so most hotels were laying staff off. Restaurants were doing the same, so the ones that are out cannot get in.
According to the State Department of Labor, the numbers of restaurant and hotel workers collecting unemployment insurance has skyrocketed since September 11th. For restaurant workers, the number has doubled from last August to this January. For hotel workers, the number of those collecting unemployment has quadrupled. Barbara James is one of them. She has benefited from the largesse available to victims of the terrorist attacks. Besides unemployment, she estimates she's received about $12,000 so far from charities including the Red Cross and Salvation Army. She welcomes the help, but it too comes at a price.
Going and getting handouts is, you know, you feel so small. You know, they looked at you like you're begging for welfare. Especially when we went to get food stamps over here in the beginning. They wanted to fingerprint you, all these things, like you were on welfare. I mean, I don't know, but I don't like it at all.
James is hopeful her job search will turn fruitful, but so far, few of her colleagues have found work. Yeah, the phone rings constantly in East Elmhurst, Queens, at the home of Fekak Mamdu, and often as not, it's a friend from Windows at the other end.
How's everything? Yeah, you told me you were sick.
Mamdu's in touch with maybe 40 or 50 Windows workers. He says he can think of only a few who've found jobs. Mamdu is 41. He came to the United States from Morocco in 1988. He's always worked in the restaurant business, and it was the pinnacle of his career to work as a waiter at Windows on the World. Now he's jobless and has lots of time to spend at home with his wife Fatima, their 5-year-old daughter Iman, and 4-year-old son Zakaria.
So what's happened to my work, guys?
The airplane crashed your work.
So we got the new job.
Yeah. And you help the people.
I help the people.
No, help the people for the money.
Mamdu was a union shop steward, and he's been working with the union to hook up Windows workers with charities. In late January, he sat in a union office in front of a wall filled with pictures of his friends, friends whom he calls his family.
All those the people that they die in the building. So I have here Moises, Nancy, Lucy, Ken, Jeffrey, Christine, Kareem. Those are people that didn't make it that day.
Mamdu wasn't scheduled to work until the afternoon on September 11th. Now he has to figure out how to support his family. At Windows, he made good money, maybe $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
You will make your $300 a night, which to me it's good. I know to some people $300 is not. $300 to an immigrant, I think it's good money a day.
Good pay, and Windows offered a high standard of service that Mamdu says he doubts he could match at another restaurant.
Maybe I'm just wrong, but I don't see myself working again in the restaurant business, serving food, especially when you used to work in one of the best places in the world. Where am I going to work again? In a place that we used to call home, and most of us would say, that's it. When you climb in stairs or when you go to the top, it's very hard to start going down again.
So Mamdu plans to leave the restaurant world behind. He's studying computer networking. That's where he hopes his future lies. For his family, this time of uncertainty means new economies at home. Mamdu's wife Fatima worries that she's spent too much on new clothes for the kids. It's son Zachariah's fourth birthday this day, but there's no big celebration planned. This is not the year for parties, Mamdu explains. The parents delayed Zach's start of preschool to save money and plans to sell their small two-bedroom condo and look for a bigger house have been put on indefinite hold. But they're optimistic. Mamdu's dark eyes light up as he thinks ahead. I have faith, he says, it's gonna be good. And his wife Fatima adds, thank God we still have each other. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.